Doug, Steph, and Good Day program, which we call Beyond Good Day, because sometimes we get into some in-depth discussions, the essence of... what do mirrors represent? I've just been thinking about mirrors and how we use mirrors. Mm-hmm. Who? How many times a day, Heather, do you think you look in a mirror?
Not very often. No. I actually kind of avoid them.
All right. Richie, what about you? How many offbeat or direct times during, when you go to the men's room, for example?
Exactly. That's most of the time. I mean, I go
so
to the
So you take
room.
Your shower in the morning and you're fixing your hair and stuff? You don't look
I
at
do.
Me?
Yeah. I do.
That's pretty much the only time for me.
More times than any, it's when I here at the office and I go to the men's room, I don't know, every couple hours or something like that, I guess. And it's a big, huge mirror in there when you wash your hands.
Right, yeah. See everything.
No avoiding it, yeah.
Right, yeah.
I have my oldest daughter, who's now 21. She has always been obsessed with mirrors.
Why?
She will be driving in the car. She's in the passenger seat.
Yeah, but there's something missing.
She has it open, always she's looking to herself.
Something's missing.
It's a Leo thing.
That's what it is. No, well, maybe. Nah, I don't think it's a Leo thing.
It's funny, at Taekwondo.
She's been told by somebody about her... The value of looks.
Oh, please.
What do you mean, no, please? I'm telling you, that's what it is.
There are kids at this, where I take Taekwondo lessons and where I help teach.
You
kids.
Help teach now?
Uh-huh.
When did that start? You?
Last year. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, all the higher black belts help teach the younger.
So you're a high black belt now?
Yeah, going to be second degree in April.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. So we help the kids, and... One side of the dojang is the whole wall is mirrored. There are certain kids that cannot look away from themselves as they do their exercises and forms and whatever it is. They can't. They are just fixated on seeing themselves in the mirror. And they can be 5 and 6 and 7 years old, and you cannot get their attention away from looking at themselves in the mirror. Mm-hmm. And I'm always so curious as to why... It's just got their attention, and you cannot get their attention back.
Really?
It's so interesting.
Huh.
Maybe like a connection with themselves, like, that's me.
Something.
I'm there.
That's me. There I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm telling you. There's something missing. That's why I said what I did. Speaking of something missing, here's a story for you to chew on. Actually, it's a load, a real load. A woman who lives in New York, living on Social Security, was slapped with a $100 ticket for throwing away a newspaper in a trash can. Delilah Glukin tossed the paper...
Where was she supposed to throw it?
Which was in a white plastic shopping bag.
Recycling bin. Yeah.
See, she put the paper... Uh-huh. You're supposed to put the paper in one bin, the plastic bag in another. She put them both in the same one. Somebody, they have a warden now. This is how bad... The government and the world has become. The Department of Sanitation has a warden that has a computerized ticket book, like the parking ticket people. Mm-hmm. And they walk around and they watch what people throw into their garbage, or they actually look into garbage cans and inspect to see whether or not certain things are mixed.
Oh, my gosh. What are we coming to?
Well, that's the question.
This isn't over. There will be cameras one day.
Yeah.
In the trash cans that will alert them as to if you threw it in the wrong can.
She's called a sanitation police officer. Kathy Castro wrote Ms. Glukin a ticket for $100 for improper refuse being put in a city litter basket. And the woman, again, remember, she's 80 years old, said she acted like I had committed a crime. And Officer Castro said, "You have, lady." And by the way, this woman reached into the bucket to get it out and separate, and she still got the ticket. That's how out of control these people are who have a little bit of... She cut her arm sticking it through the mesh of the trash bucket to get out what this woman...
Oh, so now she can sue them. Oh, this is our
Mrs.
society.
Glukin?
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, she could sue the city for having
insane.
Improper, unsafe litter bin.
Insanity.
It is. We've gone nuts. This is, anyway, this police officer opened the bag to see what was in it after she watched the woman throw the bag into the trash bin. She went in, got, apparently she reached in and got it, and then she put her bag in there and wrote the ticket to this lady, and so the lady went back and reached in to get it out, and she cut her arm. Let's see here.
Mm.
There could have been all kinds of broken things. They're just, when you think about it, if you don't pay in 10 days, the fine goes to $300.
Oh, my gosh.
I like that. There's a real incentive to move to New York, right?
New York is trying their best to send everybody out of that state. New York and California.
I would not live. I'd never live in New York. It's very hard. People have asked me why I don't go, because there are a lot of rules around here for farming that I don't like. At least I kind of can deal with them and move around them. And New York is impossible. That's why there's so much vacant land, open land.
For dairy farm.
Yeah, for any farm. Yeah.
For farming.
It's horrible. It's a horrible place to live, horrible place to work. It's just horrible. You can see the little town, Cobleskill, where I own the radio station. Great little place. You look around, you drive around there. I still go out there for auctions 3 or 4 times a year. And you just see acre after acre after acre, abandoned barns, abandoned farms, because the government is stupid. And how there's no growth in these little towns. I mean, I know Ed's done a great job. Ed Sherlock runs the radio station of making it work. But it's a lot of work and wouldn't need to be a lot of work if the state didn't have its head stuck up where you can't see the stars.
Everybody's business.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so some food for thought. Heather and Richie both have food for thought. And as I said later on, the Boomer Broads will join us. We'll talk about mirrors and not mirroring necessarily, although that'd be an interesting thing to talk about as well. It's 13 and change past the hour on Good Day.
Man, I love a football game.
Yeah! Hey, let's sneak down by the field before kickoff and get autographs.
Well, that would be hard to do from my basement.
Right! That new TV is huge!
Get close to the action at the ultimate football experience at Sears and get a Panasonic 50-inch HD TV with a free Blu-ray player all for just $699.99. This is game-changing. This is Sears. Offer ends 9/1/12. See store or sears.com/football for details. Free Blu-ray, $89.99 value. Prices may vary and last in Hawaii.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than 2 regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
It's summer, and while the temperatures may be way up, mortgage rates are way down. In fact, an 8-year mortgage loan is just 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Jay Farner here, folks, and I've got more amazing news for you. We found that a traditional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage isn't right for everyone. Sound like you? Then you're going to love the Quicken Loans exclusive Yorgage, a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for you. Anywhere from 8 to 29 years. Your mortgage on your terms, that's the Quicken Loans Yorgage. The name sounds funny, but it's going to save you money. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, but right now. And find out if our Yorgage is right for you. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to help you. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and see why we're engineered to amaze.
Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program is Beyond Good Day. We're going to India for this story?
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah.
We are traveling there.
All right.
I came across, I've never heard of this. Apparently in India, in this one small town, they have a ritual each year where the Hindi priest...
Priest.
There's more than one.
Okay.
There's a few of them.
Yeah.
So a bunch of Hindi priests, right?
Yeah.
They go atop the temple of this small town. All of the babies between 3 months and 2 years old are brought to the temple and then thrown by the priests off the top of the temple.
Woo-hoo.
Off the roof. And at the bottom, on the ground, are a bunch of village men who are hold or townsmen, whatever, holding a sheet to catch the naked baby that is thrown.
And they do this...
to make them grow stronger, it's been said. And that is the only reason. Yeah, see, I was kind of thinking, I've always been told about the whole shaken baby syndrome.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so then I'm thinking, well, shaken baby if you just kind of hold them. And, you know, but then if you're then throwing them off a roof, then to be, like, pounced onto this big sheet. It just wasn't sounding like a good idea.
Everybody
to
goes
me.
Through this? Every baby?
The babies of this town. Once a year, this is done. They bring them out. And
so the baby's born on that day, or all babies born during the year?
During the year. They range between, it says here, between like 3 months and 2 years old.
Oh, my God.
And they're held naked. Basically, upside down by their hands and their feet, like hands together, feet together. They're kind of rocked a bit and then thrown out to be caught at the bottom, falling down onto this large sheet.
How long is the drop? How far is the drop?
Well, there's a video here. It doesn't say the distance, but it looks to be probably like a second story, like 2 to 3 story distance is what they're going down.
Wow.
Now, would you, Rich, you're a father. You have two.
Why would you even ask, would I?
What if you were there visiting, and this, you know, monumental thing that only happens once a year was going on, this ritual, would you be interested in trying to participate to bring strength to your babies, or?
What a foolish question.
Yeah.
I agree with Rich. That's a foolish question.
Well, obviously not. I mean, there's a bunch of, there's an entire town that feels that this is
Well, but that's in India. What is that
going
to do with what goes on here? That's I don't even think it's connected to Buddhism. It's not connected to anything.
Basically, thank you for showing us that there are some really stupid people on this planet.
That's it. That's all. That's what that's worth. And there are.
Every now and then we'd like to span the globe to see what kind of stupidity there is.
Other than our own here.
Right. One of the things, yeah, I mean, that's part of the human condition. We are all stupid
right
in
now,
one
right
way
now
or
in
another.
That town, there's a news reporter going, in the United States, in New York City, a woman was fined $100 for putting a plastic container in the wrong trash can. Can you imagine? These Americans are so stupid. Now, let's go throw the babies off in the tower.
Right.
Exactly.
It's just, there's something we all look for perfection. We dream about perfection. The human condition is such that it is impossible.
That we are still human no matter how hard we try.
By human,
they look at us like we're freaks because we don't throw our kids off the roof.
Imperfect. Yeah. It's just
weak.
The view from the top, I guess the top of the roof in this case. Rich McFadden up next with his Beyond Good Day story, 21 after the hour.
No!
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. 513-4338.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
How'd you like to walk on the moon?
Well, I think it would be kind of cool. I expect to be the first broadcaster in outer space. It's one of my goals in life, is to take a trip way beyond the beyond. Maybe go to the moon, come back again. Or when I think about that, I think of the final scene in Space Cowboys when
Tommy Lee Jones
is on the moon.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to go to Venus.
And somehow he survived because he just did that movie with Meryl Streep, right?
So that's the problem. He must be doing okay.
All right. Yeah. So, Richie, what's on your mind?
I'm going to make a crater and face joke. But, there's a company out there, Doug, called Liftport Group that is trying to make your ability to go to the moon a little bit easier.
The Liftport Group?
This group, I'm walking through this. They build or want to build space elevators. And this elevator is basically a cable. It's got a base unit that would sit on the moon, then a cable that goes up 1.2 miles, which is tethered to a bunch of balloons at the top, which holds the cable up, and then robots that go up and down the cable and take equipment up and down, or maybe even passengers. And this
so you'd have to be in an orbiter going around the moon in orbit. Is that what you're? That's how this would work.
Somehow, it was a space craft would deposit you at this.
It sounds like the International Space Station.
It would dock with the
only
with
around the moon.
So instead of having to land on the moon, it would dock with this thing a mile up, and then you would go down the elevator and then come back up.
Mm-hmm. And a mile down in an elevator,
right? On the moon.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what I find one of the things I find interesting is, you know, obviously Neil Armstrong passing. We're all thinking about, you know, space flight and the moon and everything.
I never saw it. The Honeymooners this weekend. That's also another
Honeymooners.
Reason to think about the moon.
So,
yeah.
But this is a former NASA researcher who has left NASA back in 2003 and joined this company Liftport to try and create these elevators that work with these balloons that hold the top up. And they are trying to raise money on Kickstarter.com, which is like a fund sourcing website, where if you have an idea, you put the idea out there on the website, and people think it's a neat idea, and they give you money. Some people look to raise $8,000 and they raise $1 million. Yeah. Some people look to raise $8,000.
Can you give me the address of that? No.
Well, I mean, you know, there might be some things for the farm out there that mm-hmm. would be applicable. So it's a neat thing. But they also have some other uses for these space elevators here on Earth, where they could use balloons to stretch the cable up a mile high, and they could use those to, keep an eye on your crops, or watch incoming weather, or forest fires, or after a natural disaster, they could implement one and just kind of take a look around with the mile high camera. So it's kind of a neat idea, but so I was looking at this, And you and I earlier were talking about the NASA budget.
Yes.
And how when Clinton was in office, the NASA budget was about 1% of the total federal budget. And now it looks like it will be this year about 0.48% of the national budget.
Right.
It was the federal budget.
About $19 billion in...
Well, the first year in 1958, it was $488 million. This year, it's a projected $16 billion, and the highest it's ever been was $24 billion.
But we are not taking it into the proper context of whatever the dollar is worth at the moment.
But the bottom line
percentages are important.
The privatization of space, it's just kind of what hit me after seeing these two stories back to back.
Well, there's good, there's big money in it, for sure. But there's also, I mean, there's a place for the partnership. You're right. 28 past the hour.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school. But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control. So I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Summer, it's a great time of the year and a great time to get a low, low mortgage rate from Quicken Loans. Jay Farner here, folks, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some amazing news for you. These mortgage rates are some of the lowest that we've seen since Richard Nixon was in office. That's how special these mortgage rates are. Just 3.5%, APR 3.81% on a 30-year fixed-rate loan. We're all aware there's an election coming, and rates may go up after that, so you gotta hurry. Call or go to quickenloans.com right now to get a dream loan on your dream home. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a 3.5% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Yep, that's 3.5%, APR 3.81%. But you got to call now. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, and see why we're engineered to amaze. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to serve you, but you've got to call right now.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scott.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. In terms of our social media today, we have asked you whether or not you think doctors ought to have a choice as to who they treat or not. There are several examples today, people who smoke or people who are obese, doctors saying, we're not going to treat you because you don't have a good attitude. If you were smart, you wouldn't smoke and you wouldn't be fat. Well, so you're working.
What they're really saying is that you are a risk for me to treat you because if things don't go well and there's a great likelihood that they may not, I will get sued by your family or by you, and I don't want to take that risk. So thank you for coming into my office, but I choose not to treat you.
And don't let the door hit you in your big fat butt on the way out.
Right.
That's how that works. Jennifer is not here. She's in Hawaii. Roberta is
MIA. We've got
on a bus someplace going around New York.
Do we have a bolo on her?
Yeah, right.
We are joined, though, now by our friends, the Boomer Broads. Anne Marie and Janet are here to discuss something that they don't understand because they're both so beautiful. They're both so focused on their looks. There is a lady who has promised that she would not look at herself in the mirror for a year. Why? Why would you?
I have a question, though, for you. First of all, I guess we're sloppy seconds or thirds today, right?
To whom?
To Jennifer.
No, Jennifer. But we have the Boomer Broads.
All right, would you rather I had said, hey, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, folks everywhere. The Boomer Broads are here. Who needs Jennifer Horn?
Here's the truth.
Who needs Roberta Fasanelli? We have the Boomer Broads.
Yes. Here's the truth. Boomer Broads had Jennifer knocked off. They sent her off to Hawaii.
Right.
It's kind of radio prison.
I have a question on the topic of our topic of the day, anyway, and that is, this probably doesn't apply to you guys, but I wonder how many times a day you look in the mirror.
It does apply. I look in the mirror. I generally look in the mirror in the morning when I'm washing my face and brushing my hair. Normally, I look in the mirror before I go out, just wondering whether, especially if I'm going someplace to meet someone, wanting to make sure that my hair at least looks like I'm not somebody from the asylum. And it can, after I've been on
a
tractor.
You have nice hair. You have a lot of nice hair.
Well, but the problem is when I get on the tractor, it blows. If I'm out on a tractor and I go up and down the street at 20 miles an hour, my hair looks like Kramer. And so
not too.
Does that have to be explained, by the way, or is that iconic enough? Is Kramer enough of an icon
to
people get what we're saying when we talk about cranes.
Oh, yeah, and if you don't know it, go look it up.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Your job is not to, you follow us just so far and then you go somewhere else and figure out what the heck we're talking
about. And Google it, right.
All right, so that Richie, you spent.
Average person looks in the mirror, they say, I don't think I'm average at all, but they say 70 times a day.
No.
Yep. Wow. 70?
What? 70
look in that article.
Now,
70?
Does that include, let's say I'm getting ready for work in the morning. I get out of the shower, and I brush my teeth, that's one. I shave, that's two. I comb and dry my hair, that's three, or maybe even five.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I would consider when I get up and get ready in the morning, that's one. Every time I go to the bathroom when I'm here at work, that's two, three, four, five.
Every single time. I mean, yeah. I think 70, first of all, 70 is, to me, extreme.
But that is true.
But that's what they say.
Says over 70 times in one day we look in the mirror.
But maybe
thing is more like, what do I have in my teeth? Because I'm a sloppy person. I'm always concerned, you know, because no one tells you
she
when you have that piece of spinach.
Right?
Spinach in your teeth, I'd tell you.
Thank you, Doc. Thank you. But how many times have you looked to yourself in the mirror at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and wondered, how long has that been in my teeth? Because people just don't tell you. And I also think I have enough problems. I don't wear a lot of makeup at all, but I still cannot apply makeup with a mirror. And this woman, this UCLA student who swore off mirrors for a year, did makeup every day from memory. That's
this is
a skill.
This is courtesy of youbeauty.com. So this is a woman who's working on, at the UCLA Department of Sociology, is working on her PhD.
She looks like Kristen Stewart.
She does.
Yes.
So
right.
Let me ask you this.
In fact, I thought it was, actually.
Yes,
when you don't look in the mirror and you apply your makeup, is she also applied for clown school?
Exactly.
No, but honestly, and not only that, she's getting married within this year.
That's why she did it.
And she says, I want to focus on my husband, I want to focus on my family, and I'm not even going to look in the mirror, although if she's any, you know, self-respecting bride, she'll hire somebody to put her makeup on, but it sounds to me like she's got it under control. She's like, whatever.
What do you want to bet the wedding gets canceled?
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?
Well, could you do it, though?
But
could
wait,
you
her,
do it?
Her,
I could her, not do it.
Her
I could not go and do it.
Her dissertation is called Mirror, Mirror Off the Wall.
Is it?
Yeah. So all that right. was appropriate, that little ditty you just did.
So, who...
I couldn't do it either. I don't,
couldn't do it.
I don't even want to do it, to be honest with you.
Well,
I mean,
well,
I think it's interesting that they say your mental health is so affected by your image of yourself. And so if you look in the mirror and you have a pimple, or if you look in the mirror and your hair just doesn't look good, or you feel you look fat, it can ruin your whole day.
All right, let's move that one. Let's just go up the ladder one. What we're talking about here is the image that you see when you look at yourself in the mirror. Now, they're all sizes and shapes of mirrors. There are mirrors for your face that just you use to fart. You know what farting is. Right?
No.
You don't know what farting is?
No, I don't think I know it in the term you're using it.
F-A-H. Is it F-A-H-R-D or F-A-R-D?
What is it?
It is a term that refers to putting makeup on one's face when one is driving. I remember Limbaugh had some fun with this when he used to be fun a number of years ago. And he started a whole thing of people discussing. They thought it was disgusting because they didn't hear what he was saying. Are you farting right now? On and on and on.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it was funny. All right, so the face. There's the face. There's the upper torso.
Yeah.
And then there's the full-length mirror that is on the door of your bathroom or your closet.
Oh, yeah.
So you supposedly look at yourself after you've gotten dressed to see if the slacks are right or the skirt is right or how you look in all of that attire. And I think that what happens often is that people use it when they're naked rather than use it when they're clothed.
Yeah.
And is that anything's appropriate? But people are so, we're so full of ourselves.
Obsessed with ourselves.
And we are. And we're also so stuck on image. We have to have this image or that image. We got to look like Katy Perry, or we have to look like Anne Hathaway, or we have to look like whoever the male symbol is of the Bradley Cooper. Whoever
Brad
it is.
Pitt, right. Brad
so
Pitt.
Let me ask you all this.
He's dirty, though.
Yeah,
when you look
like
at
that.
Yourself in the mirror, do you have...
It's the secret I didn't need to know.
No.
Go ahead.
Well, do you have a different opinion of yourself looking at the mirror than you do of looking at a picture of yourself?
So,
for example,
that's a good question, actually.
I look in the mirror
and
I'm like, you know, okay, I'm happy with what I see. Sure, I'd like to, you know, make some things nicer, whatever. I wish I had this or that or whatever. But I'm generally pretty happy. Then I see a picture and I'm like, ew.
Yeah. Stunning. It's like I look like that
because it's capturing like one moment, which is I don't want to look at myself that long, you know, in that pose.
You know what I think your
out.
Brain. I think
you
your
know,
brain
you look in the
tells
mirror,
you.
You can lift your chin. You know, suck in your gut a little bit. You can make yourself look acceptable.
I think
but
we have something in our brain. Have something in our brain that tells us. As we're doing it, that I like myself.
Yeah.
Whereas to, if it's not in the now, if it's not in the moment, you're looking at something from before. You're like, oh, you know, it's not.
Yeah.
So
you
your brain's
start
not reacting
critiquing.
The same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
so what about you, Rich? Could you do without a camera, without a mirror for a year?
You ought to.
Yeah, I mean, it probably did me a lot of good.
You're so mean.
Yeah, you got up on the wrong side today.
I don't, you know.
What do you mean? I'm just, I was being truthful.
Me.
We're supposed to be, you know.
No, I'm not like truthful. Doug. Doug will, you know, go out looking like, you know, like he just rolled around in the hay for about an hour and a half with one of the, with Charlotte or something like that. When I show up somewhere, I have to be presentable, so.
Yeah. So you would not be able to.
Yeah, I don't have to be presentable because of whatever. Just in my mind, I have to be presentable.
Now, if people look at the pictures or the images, because that's really what it is, you capture in your mind's eye as you look at your body, going back to what we said a few minutes ago about doctors not treating people who are obese. How do you look at yourself in the mirror and not think there's something wrong with
that?
I
got to do something about that.
How can you do
I
How
know.
Can you look into the mirror
brain,
and not do something about what you see in the mirror?
Because
it
your brain
defeats you.
It adjusts.
Yeah.
Adjusts
it says,
to what?
This is me. It says, this is me, and I like me.
You think?
No. I
or
some,
a lot of people say, no. This is me, and I hate me.
Mm. Well,
well it's not. We're not looking to hate. It's more. It's not so much a judgment as, oh, boy, I got to do something about that.
Well, there's a
today.
There's a psychological term using the same word. It's called mirroring. And mirroring is a...
here we go. Doug's psychological...
Well, but that's kind of what it is.
Bottom line for everybody.
It's for a good reason.
Whenever
it's
I think
mirroring.
Doug is being a jerk, he's like, well, look inside yourself. You must be the jerk.
Wow. Oh, that's heavy.
It takes a jerk
wow.
to know a jerk.
See what happens when the girls leave town.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead, tell everybody what your philosophy
mirroring
is.
Mirroring is when you see in others what you don't like in yourself. Or you can, I mean, it breaks down even more than that, depending on whether you listen to Freud or Jung. But the Jungians say, in terms of mirroring, that you will be most put off by people who have qualities that you don't like in yourself. And so it is a way of reflecting. It, that's what it is. It's a reflection. It's
that's
a psychological
such a load.
No, it isn't at all.
So I can't.
Because
it is
you're
a load.
Such a,
it
so,
is a load.
No, it's not a load.
So I can't not like Hitler because
no,
I apparently
that's taking
see
it to the
nth
degree as you always do. I'm talking about those people
well, that's what you
that
do
have
with
to do with various. Anything
formula.
That has to do with certain issues, things that you don't.
You can't take
like
a philosophy or a formula and only go so far with it and go, okay, it works.
Yeah,
you have
can.
To take it all the way.
In my world, you can.
Okay.
Yes, you can. Absolutely can.
Special little world he lives in.
I also really think that it's the opposite. I think I dislike people the most who have qualities that I could never tolerate in
well,
myself.
Well, you think that that's it, but is it true, really?
Well, I mean,
are people judgmental? Are you judgmental? That kind of stuff.
Well, I can't tolerate people who are mean to other people, but right. I don't think I'm mean to other people.
Really? Have you listened to yourself lately?
Janet is rolling her eyes.
Yeah, see there.
But I said nothing, and I will say nothing.
All right. We all have a little streak in us. It goes haywire.
Hallelujah, brother.
Sometimes it goes more haywire than others, and some things we do, when we think about them after we've done them, we think to ourselves, what in the name of God is the matter with you? Why did you do that? What are you trying? And then there's the whole business about, again, the mirroring stuff, the self-saboteur that seems to be in a lot of our psyches. You know, again, if you can accept yourself and you look like these people, sad as they are, and more of them every day, who are so completely... I think if you're way overweight, you're lost in yourself, I think. Literally and figuratively.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Your brain adjusts for whatever it needs to try and make you feel good. And in some people, they don't do it. They're like, I'm just not happy with what I see.
Yeah.
Even if they're the hottest thing walking on the face of the planet.
Are those the people that take action, or are those the people that say, I can live with this? And they just keep getting larger and larger and larger.
On both.
What?
Yes.
Yes. Which one?
Yes.
Both.
Oh.
There are both.
The Boomer Broads, Anne-Marie and Janet here with some really good food for thought, which we appreciate your sharing with us. It's always good and provocative to have you here on the Good Day program. As an American, you feel a lot of pride and respect for men and women who've served, put on the uniform to protect our freedom. Important that you all do what you can to support veterans once they return home. This is a pet peeve of mine, been addressed by the Purple Heart Service Foundation, which provides a lot of services and programs, not just to the vets who have received the Purple Heart, but also to all who have worn the uniform. A lot of different programs, important that they exist to assist in identifying and helping people. Let's say if you're a homeless vet, they help. If you're thinking this sounds great, this is a worthwhile endeavor. If you got a car you don't need, a boat you don't need, something you can donate that will help the Purple Heart Service Foundation, why don't you consider that? Cash or cars or boats or whatever, all 100% tax deductible. For information on how to donate a vehicle, call them at 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. The contributions, if you want to do it online, go to mophsf.org. But the best way to do it is 877-743-1631.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Man, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Yeah.
difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Tropical Storm Isaac, even if it disappeared into thin air now, it has already caused damage and disruptions. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. More storm watches and warnings are up as Tropical Storm Isaac marches across the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters say Isaac might hit New Orleans, where it could make landfall as a hurricane this week on the 7th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina on Wednesday. There's a hurricane warning in place for all of metropolitan New Orleans. Forecasters say isolated tornadoes could be a problem from central Florida through the northeastern Gulf Coast today and tonight. Meanwhile, Republicans are redirecting their convention plans in Tampa now that the first day has been canceled because of Isaac. RNC Chairman Reince Priebus telling CNN's State of the Union, canceling today's events was for the safety of the delegates and the guests. Tampa's Mayor Bob Buckhorn says the Republicans did the right thing and played it safe.
It is risky coming across those bridges if you have sustained 40-mile-an-hour winds, so I think they made the right decision. Delegates will stay indoors, hopefully spend a lot of money.
So, a four-day convention has now been reduced to three. Tropical Storm Isaac, in addition to leaving the Florida Keys and parts of South Florida flooded, has also led to a flood of flight cancellations. Air travelers flying into or out of Miami are out of luck at the moment. Laura from London is trying to get to the Florida Keys. She's been stranded at New York City's LaGuardia Airport since Saturday night.
You can't really sleep because there's all the announcements going on. And, there's people everywhere, so it's strange. You fall asleep and you wake up and there's, a family staring at you.
By the way, waking up and having somebody staring at you is not unusual at LaGuardia Airport in New York City. Laura says she's hoping to get a flight to the Keys sometime tomorrow morning. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class. And one day, I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them the long way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted.
And no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats.
But the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
It's a new week on Wall Street. The market's trying to pick up where they left off on Friday. The Dow with a triple-digit gain last Friday, up 100 points, closing the week at 13,157. NASDAQ adding 16 points, S&P up 9. Crude oil prices down 36 cents a barrel on Friday, finishing the week at $95.91. On a Monday, let's check out those prices at the pump.
Go ahead, fill it up.
And gas prices still going up across the country. The latest Lundberg survey of gas stations across the country reports the average price for a gallon of regular is now at $3.75, up about 6 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. The nation's most expensive gas can be found in Chicago, where the average is $4.22 a gallon. The cheapest gas in El Paso, Texas, where it's only $3.32. Business at the box office this past weekend.
Track them, find them, kill them.
Here we go! The Expendables 2, number one again, bringing in another $13.5 million. Noteworthy to mention, a documentary critical of President Obama called 2016 Obama's America made the top 10 with over $6 million and is now the top-earning documentary so far this year. And finally, we all learned of the passing of Neil Armstrong over the weekend at the age of 82.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
The first person to walk on the moon, July 20th, 1969, Armstrong, an American icon, Apollo 11, he and Buzz Aldrin would land on the moon, Armstrong taking that first step. Speaking of which, some years ago, Neil Armstrong talked about his famous quote, which we just heard. He always maintained that he said one small step for a man, not just one small step for man. He intended to say the A.
The A was intended, I thought I said, I can't hear it when I listen on the radio reception here on Earth.
Let's listen again to see if we can actually hear it through the crackling radio transmission.
It's one small step for man.
You know, I actually think I heard him say a man this time. Tell you this, for those of us old enough to remember watching the night of July 20th, 1969, we'll never forget those words or that incredible moment. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Doug Steffens, the day.
Fish, apparently, according to research,
oh, wait, those are not bubbles.
Document can talk to each other. Fish communicate with noises, including grunts,
really?
Chirps, and pops.
It's like a husband.
Doug Steffens, the day.
Why do I bother?
The show that NASA would call a controlled crash. Hey, get Good Day to Go.
Welcome to DougSteffens.com. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like a Good Day to Go, please.
Take us with you with a Good Day podcast.
Download and listen at your convenience
at DougSteffens.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.